Brian, thank you very much. And returning now to our top story this morning, the HSE published that review finding that 227 children being treated by a junior doctor at the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services in South Kerry were exposed to significant risk of harm through the doctor's diagnosis and treatment of them. And we know that 46 of those young people suffered significant harm, including production of breast milk and raised blood pressure. We'll get more reaction to this now. In a moment, I'll speak to Roisin Shortall, co-leader of the Social Democrats and member of the Oireachtas Health Committee. But first, Michael Healy-Ray, independent TD for Kerry, is on the line. Good morning to you, Michael Healy-Ray. Thank you for joining us. I know you're familiar with this for some time, but what's your initial reaction to the findings of the report this morning?
Well, last night, myself and my colleagues received a comprehensive rundown on the report and the recommendations that it contains. But first of all, I would have to say, in particularly to the 46 families who would have been very adversely affected. Of course, there is 1,332 families affected, 240 serious cases, and then actual harm being acknowledged to have been done to 46 children. Now, to think that an agency of the state that was entrusted with the protection and the well-being of children actually resulted in harm to those children, that is, of course, horrendous. And just to let your listeners know what type of harm we're talking about, they were exposed to harm which included sedation, blunting, weight gain, psychological distress, elevated blood pressure, and the creation of breast milk. This is outrageous, but what I do have to say in defence of the HSE, their reaction to the problem and the work of people like Michael Fitzgerald in the HSE, who are the, what I call the look back, and the fact that they are extremely open, they are working very closely with the families. And what I want to do is see us get to this stage that the affected children and their families will be assisted in every way possible. That's obviously number one and most important. Number two, that the service can regain the confidence of the public, because to me, if you're the parent of a child with psychological difficulties in County Kerry or anywhere else in Ireland at the moment, you might become afraid and say, my goodness, I can't avail of services because look at what happened to children in Kerry. So I want us to get away from that and restore confidence, and that people can say that yes, our children will be properly protected. And there's one very important point, final point. We desperately need to recruit a consultant child psychiatrist in a full-time position in County Kerry. That's desperately needed. I can't understand for the life of me why, looking in Ireland and beyond around the world, that we can't fulfil that position, which has lied vacant for a long period of time, because the oversight and governance was definitely lacking in this case.
Yes, and just, I know you've praised the HSE for the response here, but there were concerns raised about this doctor in 2018, and the report says no proof was found that these concerns were addressed after being reported.
Yes, and of course, we must be very clear about, when I say I'm praising, I'm saying thanks for the work that has been done since the problem was clearly outed. Of course, I'm outraged at how it was allowed to happen. I'm extremely critical of the HSE in to think that where was the oversight? Where was the governance? The people or person that was involved and allowed this situation to happen. How could that happen in a modern world that an individual that would be entrusted with care would actually finish up doing harm to the very people in his charge? That's beyond comprehension. And to those parents who are upset today, who've received the report in the post, who are digesting it as we speak, they're sitting down. Some of them have got more, haven't they? They'll be getting it during the course of the day. And the people of Ireland are extremely upset to think that there is 46 children who have been harmed by the HSE. It's shocking. And but I do have to say that from a dealing with the problem point of view, people like Michael Fitzgerald have been extremely efficient in doing so.
Michael Healy-Ray, thank you for joining us on the programme. I want to go to Róisín Seortúil, co-leader of the Social Democrats. Now, this report makes for distressing reading this morning. Michael Healy-Ray referring to the families who are affected, and we can imagine what they're going through. The concerns were first raised about the doctor, not named in the report, back in 2018. There are 35 recommendations arising from the review. What do you need to see done now to fix the service in South Kerry?
Good morning, Claire. There's no doubt that a significant number of children and their families have been seriously failed by the state in terms of access to proper health care. And we have to bear in mind, of course, that many of these families were waiting for up to 2 years to access services. And when they finally did get into a service, it was seriously substandard. And, you know, there are very important questions raised in this report about why it was that, in spite of the fact that concerns about the level of care being provided to these children were raised in 2018, and it took 4 years to address those concerns. Now, that raises a whole lot of issues about how our health services operate and about the management and oversight, or the lack of management and oversight, of very important health services. So, you know, there are big issues here and they need an adequate response. I haven't had a chance, obviously, to read the report. I've read media reports on this document, and I've also seen some of the recommendations. But in my view, it doesn't go far enough. This is only the start. There are issues about the impact on the children. That's the most important thing. And where critical time in their lives were negatively affected and in a very serious way.
Yes.
And what is going to be done, and first and foremost, to address those concerns
locally. But then the question, Róisín Seortúil, for parents whose children are using the CAM service around the country is, are there problems there too? Is this a national issue?
Yes, Claire, there are problems throughout the health service, particularly in relation to mental health services. And we know that currently there are over 3,000 children waiting to access the CAM services. And, you know, a big proportion of those are waiting over a year. Now, when you consider a situation where a child has a serious psychological or psychiatric problem, and the idea of waiting for over a year is just unthinkable for a lot of people, and, you know, the harm that is done in the meantime. And as I say, once then the children at the centre of this report did manage to get into the service, the service was seriously lacking in terms of the doctor that they saw not being an experienced person, being a very junior doctor, having a very, very heavy workload, and, you know, no supports there. And also then, most importantly, no supervision at all of that doctor. So we can't have a situation like this within the health service, particularly in relation to mental health services, where there's a lack of supervision in respect of prescribing, and also in respect of case management.
And reviewing that case in a timely manner. Just when I was talking to Barry Lenehan about this at the start of the programme, I raised the issue about the executive summary using this clip art imagery, and the HSE were on to us saying that in relation to that discussion, a spokesperson has said the images were used in an easy read section of the report, and the easy read format is a recognised way of making the document accessible and has been done for other reports and welcomed. There's a process to receive the Easy Read logo, and the use of images is part of it. I don't know if you'd had a chance to see some of the images used in this. Do you think they're appropriate?
No, I don't. I've seen the images in the recommendations. I think they're tasteless, and I think they're, you know, I think for families who have been so failed by the state, who still are dealing with the fallout from this in terms of their own circumstances, all of the emotion that, you know, this evokes, all of the feelings in relation to, you know, their children being failed like this, I think they're very insulting, to be honest with you. And the idea that the HSE now are regarding this criticism as some kind of priority, there are a lot of other serious criticisms that they need to respond to in terms of their oversight and management of the public health service for children who are very vulnerable. So, you know, they need to respond to the more serious issues. We need to get a better response in relation to this, what is in effect a scandal. And also I would say that, you know, as part of this, we need to look at the treatment of the whistleblower in this context, because that, you know, raises a lot of serious issues.
Right.
So this is only the start. We need to take this much further, and there needs to be accountability established for the serious failings in relation to children in this part of Kerry. We also need to find out if similar things are happening in other parts of the CAM services.
Okay.
So this needs a much wider
inquiry. Thank you very much indeed. Roisin Shortall there from the Social Democrats. Well, Dr. William Flannery is a consultant psychiatrist and president of the College of Psychiatrists of Ireland. Dr. Flannery, thank you for joining us. So the College of Psychiatrists of Ireland has released a statement based on this report, in response to this report, saying that recruitment and retention crisis in mental health is a significant factor in the mistreatment of young mental health patients in South Kerry CAMHS. Will you tell us more about that crisis and how serious it is?
Thanks, Claire. And I just want to echo really what Roisin and Michael have said earlier on. And just, I suppose, on a personal note, I was quite distressed when I saw, when I read the preliminary findings of the report, is that I and obviously everyone in the college feel that we act collaboratively with our patients and their families. And really, it's very disappointing to see any patient and any families getting this level of care. What is central to our college is to advocate that all patients should have access to fully trained specialists in the treatment of mental illness. And I think there is a number of things of reflecting initially of what's been said, although I haven't yet fully seen or digested the report, is we have to think, as Michael said, of those families who are affected right now. And I think we have to think of those families who are waiting to be seen.
But you don't need the report to know that there is a crisis in recruitment and retention in this area.
Well, certainly, it's obviously anecdotally been reported extensively to me. We have gone out publicly in a number of occasions around this, and the figures that come to my mind is that roughly there's around 450 consultant psychiatrist posts in the HSE, and of those, around 100 are either incorrectly filled or not filled. So in my eyes, I think that is a crisis.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure you would be very concerned if one of those posts was filled incorrectly, as you said.
Absolutely, and I think unfortunately what we're seeing now is the possible consequences of that. Now, there has been certainly work done on this area, and the college and I would advocate strongly that this work be pursued. There is a medical workforce document for the speciality of psychiatry, but to be frank, it appears to be on the go slow at the moment.
So if those roles, 100 of them, are either not filled or filled incorrectly, there will be families around the country listening to this morning saying, well, is my area impacted? If my child is using the CAM service, are we at risk of a similar situation arising here?
That's a very pertinent and unfortunately a real question. So I would direct those families to our website and indeed our press release, where I think there's a series of questions that individual families or patients can use to get some of the answers and hopefully rebuild some of the trust that has been lost. And I think those questions can be extended nationwide and the same put to any service. And this, I would obviously say, this central question: is there a specialist trained in the treatment of psychiatric conditions that affect children in place, and is the team fully staffed and fully resourced? So I think that's a key question: is if the service you refer to has that, I think I would like to think that gives considerable reassurance that effective treatment will be delivered. But if it isn't, I think this report highlights the concerns that we all have.
Okay. Well, Dr. William Flannery, if people want to access that list of questions which you're suggesting they ask if they're using the CAMHS service in order to make sure that they're getting the best level of care, it's available on the College of Psychiatrists of Ireland website. And many thanks for your time this morning, Dr. William Flannery. Coming up next, oh, by the way, I should tell you that the HSC is operating an information line for those who are affected or think they may be affected. 1 800 742 800, 1 800 742 800, and that's staffed from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming up next, mounting fears on around Russia and its potential plans to invade Ukraine. That's next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.